Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1261. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Mujshadiv, Bemer Baron Zisel, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moisha, Lirafur Shalema Yehudis Chava Bas Liba Arnina. Getting back to our Malach of Chayresh, plowing. Okay, we're basically coming towards the end of the Malach of Chayresh, plowing. It's never an end. We always say Hadron Alach will return to you. We're all the Malachas, we say Hadron Alach will return to you. And as we always talk about, there is, anytime shailas come up in these various different malachas, we try and get back to them, and we do the same thing with brachas. Bezrus Hashem, a lot of times shailas come up later on. We can't always think of everything, and we can't always find every shaila. And I just want to mention, it's an extremely important thing for everybody. If anybody has a question, a shaila, we mention constantly. Please to WhatsApp. Preferably no phone calls or texting, but to WhatsApp us the question or something they heard or something along those lines, to please WhatsApp it to us at our number that comes in, 917-957-5666. And we share it, we try and work on it, and we make it known to everybody, and we try and bring it out with an answer. And many of the time, these things are things that apply on many Shabbosim, and it helps many, many different people. So when somebody, we have to know, when people send in various different questions, shailas, things they might have heard, or something along those lines, in conjunction with what we're learning, or anything else in Shabbos, or brachas for that matter, your mom is helping the Rabbim, because many times we try and say it, and you're helping many, many, many people. A big yashikayach. Okay, so getting back, we're trying to finish off Chayresh now, Bezrus Hashem, and the question is like this. We started talking about last year in reference to sometimes there's a hole in the ground. There was a hole that was made in the ground before Shabbos. For example, if there's a pole in the ground, right? Somebody stuck a stick or a pole or something like that into the ground. So nothing was done on Shabbos, but what I want to do is on Shabbos, I want to pull it out. Is that a problem? But when I pull out the pole, there'll be a hole. There's a hole now, but there's a stick stuck in the hole, right? But if I pull it out, there'll be a hole. So am I making a hole, or was a hole already made? How does that work? You have many times you could come up with a chair, right? We spoke about last year in conjunction with a chair. Somebody sitting on a chair and you have four legs on the chair, and sometimes a heavy person and the legs sink in a little bit, right? Soft soil or something like that. So now, so this was done, let's say Friday. I'll just give an example, even if it was done on Shabbos itself. But now what the question is, I want to pick up the chair. I need the chair. Can I pick up the chair? One second. I pick up the chair. I'll have four holes in the ground because the four legs are, you know, indenting the ground. So how does that work? Is there a problem? So just to read from the Sefer Klalim, interesting how he brings it down on page Kuf Samach Aleph in the Malach of Chayresh. He says, Mutter Lahaiti, and it's in conjunction with how Shulchan Aruch brings it down. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that various different items that were in conjunction with the Malach of Koitzer, uprooting items that were stuck in the ground, and the person did not have a mind to plant them. Whatever, they were hiding, the person sort of like hid them in the ground or whatever, they stuck them in the ground for safekeeping or whatever, and they had no intention for planting, and it never took root. It's nothing. It's just a question, if I pull it out, you know, the like a tzinoin, like the radish, these type of things, whatever. We're not going to get into all those things. They don't apply too much. Most people are not sticking vegetables in the ground, but that's the case in the Shulchan Aruch. And there were no other issues. Like we said, it didn't take root and they didn't have a mind to plant or whatever. But the question is, when they pull it out, there'll be a hole. So those items are brought down the Shulchan Aruch that many times it will be mutter. You would be allowed to take it out, even though it is a hole. So he brings it down in conjunction with that. If something is stuck in the ground, again, in conjunction with Chayresh, we're not getting into the Muksa part now, we're not getting, if it took root, right, something took root that you can't pull it up, it's Koitzer, uprooting. If somebody had mind to plant something, you can't take it out of the ground either. That's also a gezeira we brought down in the malacha of planting and uprooting. Okay, but as far as Chayresh, the whole goes, he goes, Mutal Haitzi Dover Shetach of Besoich Karkosh Abisadish Loi Botul Karka, because of the fact that, in our famous case, which could apply a lot, the case of a chair, somebody sitting on the chair, right, the chair doesn't become bottled to the ground, right? Afal Pisha Bahitzi Tizgalaguma, even though when I pull out the chair, one second, I pull out the chair, chair, now four holes are in the ground, right? So we know that you can't make holes in the ground. But Tom, so he says, the reason is, the holes were sort of like became made automatically, right? You didn't make the hole. It's not considered as though you made the hole in the ground. So that's a very interesting concept. Now, he does bring down on the bottom, one does have to be careful in case and times where Aval im botel la karka is also, if it's something that is bottled to the ground, let's say it was put there with like intent, right? I put that thing there like a certain, it's part of a certain thing or whatever, and it's supposed to be there like, I don't know, like a stick, maybe a stick in the ground, the pole, it's part of something else, and it was put in there with intent sort of like to stay in the ground. When I sit on a chair, right, and the legs go in the ground, I didn't put the chair in the ground, I have no intention to putting the chair in the ground. I just made holes on Friday or Thursday during the week, so now I want to pull it out. So that's the question. But if it's something that's in the ground, that's bottled to the ground, that was put there with intention from before Shabbos, right? So then that would be running into a problem. So he says, interesting thing. Mishum shachefitz memelo mevatel haguma. It's sort of like a bottle to the ground, and therefore it could be running into kashamaitziah chefitz. When you take out the chefitz, nimsa oisaguma mechadish. It's sort of like when it's bottled to the ground, it was put there with intent to stay there, right? This thing was put with intent to stay in the ground. Now it could be brings down that you're running into a problem of making a hole in the ground, because it's sort of like it's bottled to the ground, becomes part of the ground. And Itaka brings down from the Sefer Egle Tal, that Lefizez, also Lahaitsi Afila Oimid Atakua Bakarka im Batal Ha'amid Lakarka. If there's like a board or a stick or something, in case in time where it's not Muksa, let's say, like we spoke about last time, and it was put there with intent to stay in the ground. Now you pick it up, so it's bottled to the ground, it becomes a hole in the ground, so that would Taka be, have a din of making a hole in the ground, and it will be also to pull out. So now he brings down our case, which we spoke about, which could come up a table. Let's say somebody, there was a table, let's say case in time on Sukkot, or even outside, people sit, whatever, there's a heavy table outside. And it's not a question of being bottled to the ground. Whatever, during the week, I move it here, move it there. It's a heavy table. So on Shabbos, we said, you're not supposed to move it. But Friday, I put it down in this place. But now I want to move it to another place. I'm not going to schlep it on the ground where there's a problem. I'll pick it up and put it somewhere else. But when I pick up the table, one second, it's making impressions in the ground. And we know that that's a problem. But so we say, since it's not bottled to the ground, this table, you didn't put it there with intent to be there. You put it, whatever. That's where you put it here. You put it there. And so then we say, you're allowed to pick it up. It's not a problem. Even though there will be automatically a hole in the ground, it's fine. He brings it down just to read the lashon like with a chair. Also, like we said, mutal lasala kisa sharaglev nautzim lekarka tzada. Right, same thing. You could pull a chair, pick up a chair, even though there was a heavy person, let's say, sitting on it, made four impressions in the ground. Afapishan is galaguma bekarka lachreisi lukai. Even though after you pick it up, it's going to make four holes in the ground. Not make. It's already there. That will be fine. Same thing by your table. Right, like we said in a case in that. Now, if a person put the table there and they're leaving it there and that intention to leave it there and to stay there, okay, that could be a little bit different. But if it's just, I put the table here, I pick it up. Tomorrow I put the table over there. It's in my backyard, right? Today I want the table here. Tomorrow I want the table over there. So the fact that it made a hole in the ground and you pick it up and the hole's there, so that will be no problem. Okay, so that's, and we read last time from the Sefer Shabbos Home, basically to say it's the same concept, exposing the hole that has hole, he brings us down on page 261, does the Sefer Shabbos Home, exposing a hole that has already been made is not considered creating a hole, right? That's the bottom line over here. But you have to be careful. This is only permitted, he brings down, again on page 261, this is only permitted in situations where there's no concern that the individual will fill the hole with soil in order to even out the surface of the ground. Right? Like we said, if it's like in somebody's garden possibly, and I know, you know, if the person sees, the owner of the garden sees the holes, then one second, they're going to go fill it up. They're very nervous about it, whatever. So that would be running into a problem. He brings it down from the Mishnah Berurah. This is only permitted in situations where there's no concern that the individual will fill the hole with the soil in order to even out the surface of the ground. But if whatever, I couldn't care less. It's a backyard, whatever. Holes, no holes. But whatever the case is, so then those cases that we brought down would be okay. Even though there was a hole there from before, now you're revealing the hole sort of by picking up the table or picking up the chair or whatever. Atzlocha. Thank you for listening. Kol tov.